Every day, it's not an ordinary Rosh Chodesh, and that's because Nisan is not an ordinary month. The very fact that there's a Havamina that we read about in the Haggadah, that we can begin Sibrit Yis Mitzrayim from this day, that itself is indicative of the fact that we are already holding by Leil HaSeder, Yachol Me Rosh Chodesh. There could have been reason to think that one would be mechuyev v'gato levincha, that to be a mitzvah, sibrit yis mitzrayim from Rosh Chodesh. Talmud lomar b'yomahu, okay, ibayomahu yachem bod yom, so we have avor zeh. But obviously that indicates that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is already within the realm of shaychis to sibrit yis mitzrayim, to geulas mitzrayim. We know that on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, just before Yitzias Mitzrayim, we had a whole series of mitzvahs that were given to Klal Yisrael. They were part of what we have in Parshas HaChodesh, from last Shabbos. The first mitzvah was Kiddush HaChodesh itself, to sanctify the new month. And then you have many other mitzvahs that are associated with Seder, Karban Pesach, and eating matzah, and not eating chametz, and Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh, all this is in the section of Parshas HaChodesh, which was given to Klal Yisrael just before Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is really indicative of the fact that in some ways, Matan Torah also began on this day. Because after all, this is really the first time that Klal Yisrael are receiving mitzvahs as a nation. The very first Rashi in Chumash poses a question, why doesn't the Torah begin with Achodesh Zalachem, which is the mitzvah Rishona Shinistavu by Yisrael? There is a famous Rosh Hasharan, Jewish Gimel, which is revolves around the pasuk of Achodesh Zalachem. And then toward the end of that drasha, the Ran talks about how so much in this section of Achodesh Zalachem is teaching us lessons about Torah and the godliness of Torah, the greatness of Torah, because this mitzvah is Ascholas HaTorah, so it's mentioned right over here on Rosh Chodesh Nisan to tell us about the Koach HaTorah and to tell us that when we observe the Torah and the mitzvahs of the Torah, there's a segula associated with it to be saved from Pigayim Ra'im. Just as we find over here in Mitzrayim, that the mitzvahs that they did as they were commanded to put the blood on the mashkof and shtei mezuzos was saving them from the dever in Mitzrayim, and they should recognize that Kadosh Baruch Hu was shomer them. Shomer mitzvah is l'mala mitava hamitzius. So the Ran makes that point here in connection to the mitzvahs given on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And he goes on and elaborates on this as well. In the very last paragraph of Drush HaGimel, it says, Ulamalas zeh hayom hanivchar, shahaya b'hascholas haTorah, because of the special status of this chosen day, which is the day which is the hascholas haTorah, that was the Rosh Chodesh Nisan at the threshold of Geulas Mitzrayim, zachar le'eser atoros. That day also merited to have the association with 10 crowns. K'moshe darshu b'perek Rabbi Akiva, the Masechta and Shabbos, the Gemara darshins and that pezayin on the days, it's the Torah's Kohanim, that it says in the Pasuk that the Mishkan was dedicated on Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the second year. In other words, 1 year later to the Rosh Chodesh Nisan right before the Geulas Mitzrayim, the year later on the same calendar date was the Hakamas HaMishkan. The Gemara there says in Shabbos, that day of Hakamas HaMishkan, the second year, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Natal Eser Atoros. There were 10 crowns that were associated with that Rosh Chodesh, that day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And the Gemara goes on to list that that day was a day of firsts. It was a first for many different things. It was Eser Atoros, Rishon Lamasi Bereshis. It was a Sunday that second year. It was Rishon L'Nesiyim, Rishon L'Kohuna, Rishon L'Avoda, Rishon L'Yividas Ha'esh, Rishon L'Achilas Kodshim, Rishon L'Shikun Shechina, Rishon L'Varach Es Yisrael. So there are eight unique qualities of the day that represent firsts. But the expression is very interesting. Eser Ataros, 10 crowns. I was thinking in the realm of Drush, we know that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is also one of the four Rosh Hashanim that are mentioned in the beginning of Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Masechta Rosh Hashanah opens with the Mishnah that I'm sure you all know, Abba Rosh Hashanim Heim. There are four Rosh Hashanim in the Jewish calendar. Be'echad B'Nisan Rosh Hashanah L'Melachim. And other things as well, the Leregalim. And then it goes on to the other three. The most famous is Echad B'Tishrei, as we know. But the first of the four Rosh Hashanim is Rosh Hashanah L'Melachim. And that's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That the simple pshat of here is, as the Mefarshim explained, the Gemara explains, it has to do with counting the years in which a king has been king, Malchei Yisrael specifically, Monim Lehem Minisan. So if, for example, the king became king in Shvat or Adar, so they've only been king for 1 or 2 months, comes Nisan Kosel Oshana, it's as if 1 year is over, and now we start counting year number 2 of the reign of that king. And there are psukim that indicate this, and that's the meaning of the words of the Mishnah Kipshuto. But we know the Sifrei HaDrush are filled with Ramazim, and the idea that Rosh Hashanah L'Melachim is associated with Rosh Chodesh Nisan is not a coincidence. And obviously, especially in light of the Gemara and Shabbos Pesayin that we just noticed, that day Rosh Chodesh Nisan is a day that was not called Eser Ataros. Ataros, of course, means crowns, which represents the idea of Malchus. So I was thinking, again, within the realm of what can be said within Machshava, within Drush, that let me bring another Gemara in here to the mix. Gemara in Sanhedrin, and Daf Lamed Ches. Very strange Gemara. The Gemara has a story toward the top of the Amud of Yehuda v'Cheskia b'nei Rav Chia. These two children of Rav Chia were sitting at a Suda in front of Rabbi. Rav Chia, as you know, was related to Rabbi, nephew, and now we have relatives, further relatives of Rabbi that were here in front of him at a Suda. Rabbi, of course, had the Nesius, which means that he represented a certain element of Malchus of Klal Yisrael. They were in front of Rabbi, they were eating. They weren't very talkative, they weren't saying much. So then Rabbi says, give them some wine. They're young kids at the time. He called them Daradiki. Let them have a little wine. I want to hear them say something. Let me hear what's... Sometimes, you know, you're less inhibited, more comes out. The Gemara is going to quote in a minute, Nechnas Yayin Yatz Vesod. Okay, so let me hear what they'll say when they get a little bit under the influence. So came in the Ivsum, they got a little bit drunk. Paschu v'amru, they opened their mouth and they said the following words in front of Rebbe. Ein bein David ba, at sheyichru shnei bati abos mi Yisrael. Mashiach cannot come until two bati abos, two established houses, two established lines, chains of command, of lineage, will become batel, will disappear. What are the two chains that they're referring to? Ve'egol hein, Rosh Gola shebebavel, Nasi shebe'eretz Yisrael. There were two lines of authority that existed, both associated with Malchus based David. One was the chain that was Ben Achar Ben, that was the Rosh Gola, the exilarch, the one that had the political authority over the Jews in exile, Bavel. The other was the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael, which also was a line that came from the mother's side, but also traced itself back to David. It requires both of these established lineages of Malchus, of Klal Yisrael, to fade away, as it were, in order for Mashiach ben David to arise. And they quote a pasuk in Yeshayah. Rebbe took a little bit umbrage. He was upset. But what are you trying to say to me? As if to say that, you know, what I represent is going to leave, going to collapse. And they said, don't worry, Rav Chia said to Rebbe. Al yer be'enecha. Yayin nitan b'shivim osios. Besod nitan b'shivim osios. Yayin is 70, sod is 70. Nichnas yayin yatsa sod. Peledik gemara. Gemara, Sasun Admaot. I can't even begin to claim that I know Pshat here. There's a Marsha here. Talks about the notion of sod, meaning sod ha'ibur, connects to Rosh Chodesh, connects it to Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Dav Melchi, Sod Chai V'Kayim. You can take a look and see if you can make out what the Masha says. I want to read for you from the Maharal Miprag in his Chidushi Agadus on this same Gemara. Maharal says, what's one of the takeaway ideas of this Gemara? That it requires these two established powers of authority, seats of authority, to collapse in order for Mashiach to come. Perush, ki malchus Mashiach, malchus chadashu. The malchus of Mashiach is something new. It's a new world order. It's a malchus chadash. V'tzorech sheyeh batel kodem ko hasvara shel Yisrael. In some way, what Mashiach requires is that elements of svara that exist by us, for the Jewish people, somehow get pushed down, as if lo yilem shum svara ba'olam. Those are his words. I'm just reading the words in Maharal. Va'az tischadesh hamimshala liYisrael. And when we get to the point that there will not be svara in Klal Yisrael, then there will be the possibility of a new malchus. Tischadesh hamimshala liYisrael mechadash. Okach, he says, Ein bein David ba, Ligamri, Achis Pashtu, Kot Surah, Sheyesh Lehem, Shuham Memshala, Shenechzeb Surah. There's one Surah of Malchus Yisrael, and then there has to be a new template in the form of Malchus Beis David. Scary ideas, but I want to take it even further. I don't want to talk, obviously, about the reality in the world in an explicit way, chas v'shalom, to start speaking in any way about politics. I mean, we all know, though, the government there in Israel has not existed in a real way. We know now there's talk that there's going to be a government, and who knows what's going to be tomorrow. But the fact that this entire tkufa that goes back, you know, three elections, I mean, when makes one think that it's not just stumped, you know? We don't have a real solid government in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe we will, and then we'll have to revisit. But the very fact that there is this instability in Eretz Yisrael also, you know, makes one think about the idea that it's part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's plan. But without saying any more, let me read for you a Michta me'Eliyahu, Rav Dessler, something that he said in Panevish in Tafshin Yud Aleph, 1951. It's found in Chelo Gimel, Mechta Me'Eliyahu, page 204 into 205. And this, I think, does speak to us in some ways when we see how so much in our world is collapsing. Malchus, in the broader sense, in terms of the way that things operate. Normally, a Malchus represents Malchus Yisrael, but by extension, Malchus in general. The way that things are normally done and the way that there's a routine and things to function and with an economy and all. I just read you Rav Dessler without too much commentary. Rav Dessler quotes a medrash in Parsha Shemini that discusses and mentions regarding the psukim that mention the animals that are tame. So we have three animals and then we have the chazir. Three of them are Malagera and not Mafris Parsa, and the Chazir is Gera Lo Yigar. So the Medrash links the four animals to the Arba Malchios, which we know the four empires, the fourth of which is Malchus Edom, and from there we come to Mashiach. So the Abdesra brings the Medrash, Vayikra Rabba. The Es HaChazir, Zu Edom. The earlier one, the earlier Malchios, before Chazir, are Malagera. So the Medrash says, the Malagera means that they are Gorer, another Malchus afterwards. But then you get the Chazir, that's Edom. V'hu Gera lo yigar, she'eno goreres Malchus acharecha. It doesn't schlep with it another Malchus. This is the last Golus, it's the last empire. Then the Medrash continues, Balom Nikra Shma Chazir. Why does the Pasuk refer to this animal as a Chazir? Shem nechazeres atara libaolecha. It restores the atara, the crown, to its rightful owner. Hadahu dechsiv, ba'olu moshim ba'artfion lishperes har'esa v'haysa l'ashem hamgucha. That's the medrash. Says Rav Dessler, Malchus Edom is not goreres Malchus achareha, me'achar v'koach shlitosa hu ad sof l'anhagas olam hazeh. The shlita of Malchus Edom is to the end of what would be the world as we know it before Yemos HaMashiach. Machzeres atara leba'olecha. After that comes Mashiach. After that, the atara is restored to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kolomar. Malchus Mashiach, so machas umisgala mitoch Malchus Edom. Malchus Mashiach sprouts out of Malchus Edom. Al yidei churbana shel Malchus Edom, ola umisgala Malchus Shemayim. From the cracks of Malchus Edom emerges Malchus Shemayim, emerges a geula. V'hoysa l'Hashem ha-melucha. The melucha gets attributed back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Churbana shel Edom, but what brings about Churbana shel Edom? What does that mean? How does it look? Churbana shel Edom yavo rak al yidei churban ha'olam hazeh. There'll be some kind of a collapsing of the normal world order. Kasher mevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu es ha'olam l'matzav sheyesodos chaya olam hazeh yismotatu, to a situation where the foundations of what we're used to in the world begin to get shaky. Hashalva tis'arer, the sense of normal calmness and what's expected begins to get undermined. Chai ha'prat yahafchu l'chai daiga. The life of the individuals become changed, transformed to lives of worry. Pachad v'yisurim. The kol ha'olam kulo yamo tachas emas heres b'churban. The entire world stands under sense of terror and what's happening. Oz yisgale le'en kol, then will be revealed to all. Shehis rabbuso shel ha'adam v'geyuso al his kadmuso b'kibur shavriya k'viyacho v'vien rak la'avadon. It will be revealed that the pride of the human race, that he's able to be so advanced technologically and conquer everything there is in the creation, ultimately has not worked. It brought about only the opposite. Az yakiru as I head there, the ahef sechi b'chayil amazeh kishem misraknim mikol tochen muchni hamuvim rak likloy v'ibadon. And when a person realizes that they can't beat the system, that somehow we're vulnerable, and there are things we can't prevent. Az yisgala orosh haMashiach. I put this together with the Maral. I don't think I have to add very much. I think that obviously we need to hold on for dear life, literally and emotionally, psychologically. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us all the shmira that we need, that we deserve, all of us, all Klal Yisrael, and really the world. But the fact that this is happening, we have to remind ourselves, is not a coincidence. Never should one think so. Clearly it's Yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu in some way, which we don't understand. And yes, in some way it is paving the way for Mashiach. Exactly how and what, how it will be, that's not for us to know. That's Kapshi Derachmana. But the vision that we see here from the Dessler, from the Makoros, that sometimes what it takes to bring about the new reality of Machzeres HaTara LeYoshna, of the notion of Malchus, the notion of the Atara that's symbolized by the Chodesh Nisan and by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, sometimes what it takes is what seems to be the exact opposite. Instead of building, things are falling down, they're collapsing. But yet, it's a stira that's Gitzorech Binyan. It's a Soser Almanas Livnos. We have to have that bitachol. Of course, we need to do all that we could in terms of what the regulations dictate. We have to do or ishtadlus. There is a danger to shasakana, and every one of us should be speared. And we need to daven hard. But I think in the larger picture, as we enter Chodesh Nisan, the Chodesh HaGeula, as we feel the connection to Geula, to Mashiach, and we'll feel it more and more as the days go on. And at the Leil HaSeder, we yearn for Geula, and that's what we express. And the Seder will be different for all of us, but the words are the same, and the meaning is the same. And wherever we might be, all Jews have that incredible yearning for Mashiach. We need to believe that the matzav that we're in is ultimately meant to pave the way to something greater. Exactly how it will unfold and the timetable, we all don't know. When it happens, it happens. And Yad Hashem, we should all be zochet to see it, meher v'yameinu. But it's important to let, not to get the discouraged, not to let the discouragement make us feel that as if there is no hope. To the contrary, sometimes a dire situation in the world could be the best way to feel inspiration, to recognize that this is all for the ultimate good, even as we don't understand it, even as we struggle, even as we do all we could for ourselves, to mechazik ourselves, which we should continue to do, continue to be mechazik in all the ways that we can, in Torah, in tefillah, gemilas chasadim. But at the same time, Chodesh Nisan is a Chodesh of Geula. It's a day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, a day that's miyuchad, it's Rosh Hashanah l'melachim. There's an idea of Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is beyond every other Malchus, every other status of Malchus, of human beings, of humanity, even of Klal Yisrael's Malchus. There's an idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the ultimate Melech HaMelech, Melech Malchi HaMelechim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us, all of us, the ability to be mechazik ourselves in this basic recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the Melech HaOlam. Whenever we use those words in our davening, we're used to doing it more in Rosh Hashanah with that type of focus, but it's certainly appropriate every time, recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mesaviv Kol HaSibos. He's making everything ready for the Geula, which we yearn for. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should, Yitz Hashem, bless us all with only bracha, hatzlacha, yeshua, refuah, mehera, v'yameinu, amen. Have a good Shabbos, a good Chodesh, everybody.
Amen.